Hi, this is Miles Weaver. I was one of the organisers last week of the debate on big society versus good society, the role of institutions such as a university, citizens, if we take students as citizens of the community in the university, and also citizens of a city, Leicester. We organised this event last week, and we were very, very pleased to have Lord Glassman attend the whole day. And we spoke to students in the morning, we spoke to staff in the afternoon about their research, and then we had a community workshop before we went to many faith organisations in the city. And we were joined by people like the Lord Mayor of Leicester, Councillor Colin Hall. We were joined by the Dean of the Leicester Cathedral. We were joined by other faith leaders, the Chair of the Interfaith Council in Leicester, many, many people, and people representing different community groups as well. But the most important people there were the students, and I'm now joined by two or three of the students here now. And I want to ask them what the day meant to them. What is the Glassman effect that I call it? Is there a Glassman effect? Is it significant? What does it mean for you as a citizen of this city? And what does it mean for the university? Is it important? So what did Glassman represent for you?
I think we can learn a lot from Lord Glassman, definitely. He does have so much experience with London citizens, with community politics as such. And he's such a big authority as well when it comes to faith groups. And I think that there is a strong possibility that we can use his experience in bringing faith communities centered around the DMU to do some work together and to work together to probably produce more coherent community.
He's very interesting for the person he was. But can you remember some of the things that he was advocating, some of his ideas?
One of the things that I was very surprised to hear was actually how much emphasis he put on individual approach, how networks are very important, and how you talk to people, you talk to groups. However, this one-to-one conversations can give you a lot of influence and a lot of information that you want
to
get.
On that focus of the one-to-one conversation, it sort of brings me back into education and lecturers. And what I was trying to say is that a lot of the time you find that lecturers don't have time to talk to students, and they're not allowed to work with students. But if you can find ways in which students can complement lecturers by co-production, something we talked about in an earlier audio boo, then that allows the student to be able to develop themselves, and enables the lecturer to develop themselves too, by communicating with the student, find out what he's finding difficult, and that sort of thing has sort of empowered me to sort of think of ideas, think of, I don't know, like entrepreneurial or social enterprise type plans for businesses, and it's really inspired me to sort of work on this idea of the moral economy and the exchange of ideas between students and academics, or students in the community, or academics in the community, and it's definitely a platform to work from.
Interesting stuff, because we talked about big society and the good society, mm-hmm. an alternative to the big society, not saying whether they're new things or they're old things. Perhaps we can do an audio boo in a moment about just that general broad question. But what does it mean for the university is a fascinating conversation, isn't it? And what does it mean for you as citizens in a city and in a community which is a university?
They are very, very difficult questions, yeah.
So do you think some of the big society, good society, wider agenda is applicable to a university and to you as a student, as a citizen?
Well, of course, because a university has its individual type of culture. Some universities are different to others. So bringing all these ideas together, you can work to make the university more economical. I mean, we've had cuts. All these ideas about co-production and moral economy and getting people to communicate and work together are ways in which the university can still develop and become better and more involved with the community and display all of these ideas.
That's great. So many ideas came from last week. We just need to capitalise on that. Work together as students, work together as lecturers for the common good, and how can we add value between ourselves? Cheers.